Hello, everyone. This is Gary Kane. You're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves right now. And we're doing another special edition Rants and Raves leading up to Infocom. I'm joined by Chuck Wilson, the Executive Director of NSCA. You can check them out at nsca.org. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing good, Gary.
I appreciate you joining me. I know you're off somewhere getting ready to board an airplane, so I'm lucky enough to catch you before you get on. But I felt like it was important because we're about a month away from the show, and I want to get to your benefit concert in just a second. But for the listeners who may not know exactly what NSCA does, could you explain to them what NSCA does and why they should be a member? Because most of our listeners are integrated.
Yeah, what NSCA does, we're a trade association of mostly system integrators, but we have manufacturers and consultants and manufacturers reps and, like I said, primarily integrators, about 1,000 of them actually. And what they are is they're companies that work in any one of 5 categories, mostly audiovisual systems, a lot of security, life safety, a lot of IT system integrators, networking integrators, and then telephony and voice systems and stuff. So we're kind of a multifaceted organization that has one thing in common, which is the channel. So we represent, you know, channel partners for voice, video, data security, life safety, and all those different technologies.
Yeah, and you do it through a multitude of ways. I mean, you do everything from provide advice on how to run a company, to structured training programs, and even you have a couple of retreat opportunities and learning opportunities, business conferences. I mean, you know, everyone who's in the integration business of anything low voltage should be a member of NSCA. And of course, you can check them out at nsca.org. And Chuck, you've been running that organization for 20 some years now, right?
Yeah, I'm getting old, Gary. So this year I clicked over 20 years as the association executive director, which is pretty crazy. But even before that, I was on the board of NSCA and the planning committees and all that. So I date back with the association since the very beginning in the early 80s, if you can imagine.
Well, one of the really cool things that you guys do at Infocom, I'm going to jump to Infocom since that's what we're talking about, is you help put together a benefit concert with the Drunk Uncles. And of course, the Drunk Uncles is basically a group of industry people. Literally, they're made up of integrators and design consultants and a few others stuck in there, even from the manufacturing side. And you do a benefit concert every year. It's not only a ton of fun, but it's for a great cause. So why don't you talk a little bit about this year's Drunk Uncles concert?
Sure. So we're going to be over at the back at the Hard Rock Hotel. This year we're going to be down on the first floor in the Vinyl nightclub, which is kind of a cool place. They have a lot of groups perform in there. So it's kind of an iconic club that's designed for live music. So Mark and Felix and Mike and Lisa and John and our buddy Steve Emspack, of course, they get together several times throughout the year now. They rehearse together and they're really, really good. And so what they do is they get together whenever there's a cause. And this year, our cause is the new NSCA Ignite program, which you are part of now too, Gary, in helping us promote that and helping us promote the event. So what the purpose is of this is we've created through our foundation, really, it's a group of people that are very excited to tell the story from, if you can imagine, it's grade 11 in high school all the way through their orientation program as a person working in our industry. So think about high school kids that are involved in STEM programs and stuff, and we're trying to, you know, just get them excited about technology and talk to them about the industry and technology in general, and try to help help a client, but at the same time that their career counselors and guidance counselors are pushing them to, you know, to other things that they could be doing, is we want to talk to them about our industry and talk to them about, you know, how we came about being in the industry and being more, you know, more of a career pathways approach to this rather than stumbling into it through whatever, however we got into it, you know. So we're trying to just inform them and educate them and show them how all these great jobs, you know, they could go to the right college or the right technical training and become one of us, which is what the goal is here.
Yeah, and a lot that's the thing is that, you know, when you read all the mainstream press, you would think the only thing in the world of technology is computers, software, and apps. And we kind of get lost the audiovisual side. So this helps people not only get exposed to the AV side, but also understand what the opportunities are. So how can people get involved in that? Where on your website can we find the information on the program?
Well, we're going to launch a website, you know, on June 8th when we have this fundraising event. We're going to have a little reception ahead of this to, you know, just to get our volunteers. You know, what's so cool about it, Gary, is we sent out an email saying who in our industry from our membership would want to get involved in this. And we've got over 75 volunteers committed to coming, you know, to the event on June 8th and to learn a little bit about what their role could be. And so we've got, you know, essentially people in every state that's willing to talk to high schools and then to the technical schools about putting our curriculum in place. And so with ESPA, you know, the other group that we're involved with, the Electronic Systems Professional Alliance, they've got 660 students in their programs now. So we got 22 colleges across the country with 660 students in there that will graduate this year with a certified electronic system technician program. And that just flows beautifully into them getting a job at one of our members and then going on to get their CTS or, you know, learning about security or whatever other slang that company has, you know. So it's starting to get momentum where we've got this full, I don't know if it's a talent management or a career center kind of thing in getting our members to have the resources they need to present to these schools to get people excited in the first place. But back to your point about the AV industry is we got smacked in the face with the reality of how little high school students really know about technology from our perspective. They know about mobile phones, of course, and computers and thinking about jobs there. And we were surprised how few of them are even interested in those kind of jobs. And so when we looked at our, you know, potential pool of students that we have coming into our industry, it was pretty small numbers. So our foundation just decided to do something about it. And so that's the Ignite program. And we're trying to get momentum on this. And so we're very appreciative of people that are willing to get the word out. So on June 8th, we're going to launch on our website, we'll have an Ignite page that tells people about it. But we haven't really put it up there yet.
Yeah, but by Infocom, you can go to the NSEA website, nsea.org, and do a search for Ignite, or it'll probably be on your homepage. We'll certainly write about it at Rave Pubs, and we'll be promoting the program heavily because we believe in this. And I have selfishly have two daughters of that age that I'd love to see come into this industry. Talk about the event, the Drunk Uncles concert. It's going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe again, which is where it was 2 years ago, last time we were in Vegas. And how can they find out more information about it, and how can they get tickets and register and that kind of stuff? Where do they go?
Okay, so it's actually at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Hard Rock Hotel,
event.
Right.
2 years ago, we had an event at both places, so it was kind of confusing. But this is at the nightclub called Vinyl in the Hard Rock Hotel, and the doors open at 8:30. So you can go to www.drunkuncles, and it's UNKLES.com, or go to NSCAFoundation.org. So both websites have the information there, and all you have to do to get a free ticket to get in is to go to either of those websites and then just download the pass that you see on there. So anybody that is there for the show and whatnot, you're able to get in for free. You got to be 21 to get in, but anybody can attend that, and we'd love to have a big crowd because our sponsors, we have some awesome sponsor You know, the take up on the sponsorship has been great this year again. So you know, we're very fortunate and very thankful to our industry for supporting this event, and all that the Drunk Uncles do for us has been incredible. So it's going to be a great night.
We're one of the sponsors. We will be there. I will personally be there. I'm sure Sarah will be there as well, and a few other people from Rave. And so, Chuck, we look forward to it. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're getting ready to board a flight. So thank you for doing this at the last minute. And, again, like you said, go to drunkuncles.com, and that's spelled UNKLES.com. Yep. And, of course, you can go to NSCAFoundation.org. And of course, to become members of NSCA, go to NSCA.org. And, Chuck, I really appreciate it. Thank you, and I will see you at InfoCom.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, thank you.